What up, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State coming at you on this Monday, October 16th, 2023. I'm going to get right on into it, the postcast edition. We got a lot, hopefully, to get into this week with a lot of sports going on over the weekend and a lot of action to get covered on as well. I might drop that across the horn here in a second, but postcast, K-State soccer. Yesterday, losing the home finale to Iowa State. Seems like we've been talking a lot about Iowa State here the last few days of the podcast here. But unfortunately, K-State women's soccer falling to Iowa State 2-1 yesterday in the Big 12 home finale for them. K-State did strike first in this game here. The junior Riley Baker there. Let's see, actually, it was Joe Sees, one of the talented freshmen on this team that I've called her name quite a bit here on this podcast, scored her goal right there, her third goal of the season, which had K-State up in this game, but Iowa State responded late in the first half in the 35th minute, and then the second half, the Cyclones, which was turned out to be the game-winning kick early in the second half, around the 59th minute for Iowa State there. Got it done, and Iowa State held off K-State in this one 2-1. K-State was active on the offensive end, 17-11 on total shots there, and also held the shots on goal as well as 7-4, but it was not enough there as K-State falls to another Big 12 opponent there. As well, Josie is going back to her on a positive note, trying to seek out some positives here with this women's soccer team. 7 points for C's is the fourth in school history for points for a freshman season. That's impressive there. And Riley Baker was credited with the assist on that exchange there early in the first half. Riley Baker is tied for ninth in the program now. K-State history for career in assists, my goodness, with 3 there as well. This is what you get when you record somewhat early in the morning here. But like I said, I'm coming off of really historic performances across the board. Again, we'll try to touch on all of that here this week on this podcast here. Let's see, Baker, 3 shots on goal on Sunday. We're still on Riley Baker. Riley Baker, career total shots for goals stands at 28. And is 6th in school history for career shots on goal there. Murphy Sheaf. She's done quite a bit this year for the Cats. There, as far as goalie goes, she has done her best. She's done quite well. Look, she's done quite well this year. Look, the unfortunate part, look, K-State's offense, look, has been the story once again for the second straight year. And look, I'm not trying to say it's like Avery Johnson or anything like that What's the other guy I'm trying to think of here? Taylor Perry, for football and basketball, respectively, here. And a lot more coming on Avery Johnson this week on this podcast. So I did not do a rapid reaction. So that might come when I get home. And of course, me and Alex will be getting I might save for me and Alex for tonight. So you're going to get quite a bit of that as well. So quite interesting. I got quite a take on that. Here, well, a positive take, but also there's also that theme where we're talking about going back to the latest 1-2 quarterback, quarterback rotation, Jake Waters and Daniel Sims, but that's going to be a whole conversation coming up here on this podcast here as well. Murphy Sheaf, 4th in the school history now, as far as goalie minutes is concerned, in a season, over 15,000 minutes there. For her, and that's a huge reason because obviously she's healthy and she's very talented as well. She is the 4th K-State goalkeeper to record 14,000 or more minutes in a frame in a season. Jasmine Brown, a talented sophomore, moved in the 10th in school history for minutes played in a season with plus 1,500. And if you want that number, that's 1,526 there. Exactly there as well. Kinsey Gillespie there is the 4th in school history for career starts at 54 as well. Also, there was Maddie Weichel as well was in that department there as well. So absolutely you have these little milestones here that we can focus on for this team, even in another difficult season. Yes, you had head coach Mike DeBene of this team getting win number 300, but it's just been a kind of a struggle there offensively. And Coach DeBene does talk about that in his post-game comments. This is the Pro Project Podcast, Iowa State 2, K-State 1 postcast edition. Quote, it was a good first half. We created more opportunities than they scored, and that chased the momentum a little bit. And then with the second half goal, it was hard to come back. And then we're going to go down here. Mike DeBene on Joe C's there. Cool. I believe so. She has a knack for figuring out ways to get a shot on goal. And then we're going to cap it off with this here. Again, staying with – this was actually – I failed to mention this. This was senior day for the K-State women's soccer team seniors there. Coach DeBene had thoughts on that as well. Quote, they had a lot of determination, perseverance, and just never backed down. I think that they helped pass some of that down to the next generation, and they will continue to take on that. So not much thought on that there as well. Let's see here. And next time, so K-State, they're going to have a week. K-State women's soccer, they're going to have a week to figure things out here and then try to take out KU, which is their next opponent, next Monday, the 23rd, in Lawrence there. And kickoff is set, not football, soccer set, kickoff set for 7 Central Time. And this match, those of you who are interested in this game, it is the Sunflower Showdown in women's soccer, 7 o'clock next Monday night in Lawrence there as well. And as I begin to wrap this thing up, K-State golf, women's golf, wrapping up things there. They were tied. They were tied for 4th after the first round there as well. So Coach Burke, Stu Burke, girls doing what they can here. They're just a spot outside the top podium right now. So that's a quick update there on that. Want to touch briefly on that. I'm pretty sure we'll have a recap of that at some point there. Obviously, the biggest news story coming out, and I'll touch on volleyball as well. Volleyball, man, so close to upsetting UCF for the 2nd straight year, falling to them in 5 sets in Central Florida. What a match that was down there. Jason Mansfield, head coach down there. Again, like I talked about this last week on a show. You're starting to see the fruits of the labor with this team. And just falling short there, just a heartbreaker of a loss down there at UCF. I will hope to touch on that here this week as well. That'll be a postcast as well. And yes, let's see here. What a game changer for cross country as well. Huge win, Wonju. Let's see if I can get in here real quick. I know I'm bouncing all over the place here. Huge win for the freshmen. Speaking of freshmen, with Joe Shees, Avery Johnson, 5 TDs. Huge win for K-State football, right? Huge win for cross country as well. Shout out Josephine Wonju winning on the girls' side in Charlottesville, Virginia. Holy smokes. So the women's cross country team getting an individual win there as well. We'll have to save it because we're coming off of a PR before. I'm coming off a PR in Iowa as well. Like I told you, we're having a lot to get into this on this podcast. So we're going to have a lot of catching up to do on this podcast. But soccer does fall on senior day to Iowa State 2-1. We'll see what happens with them next week in Lawrence the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Get it wherever you get your podcast. You're new to the pod, welcome on board to this show. If you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available wherever you get your podcast there as well. Of course, Alex Aiden will join me later on this evening. We will talk K-State win. This is Victory Monday. Oh, by the way, K-State handled their business in Lubbock. I had to see it first. So I know I picked K-State to lose this game, but I didn't expect nobody really expected what they saw over the weekend there. And in particularly, I mean, look, Avery Johnson, I'm trying not to get too deep into this now. Avery Johnson, we all knew he had the number one best player in the state. You know, got him last year for a reason. Well, Avery won his heart for K-State. Boy, he put on a hell of a show. Now Lubbock, and it now creates a rather interesting situation here. You're moving forward, and that's, I'm gonna leave a cliffhanger right there at that. But Mike DeBeanie's team falling to, I know that's all in place. I apologize, but we're trying to squeeze it all in here, trying to get touch all things K-State, by the way, here in this podcast. But that's gonna do it for right now in the postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. K-State loses to Iowa State, and they'll have to set their eyes now forward to Lawrence next Monday here. And I did not say anything. Oh, there we go. Say anything about the record here. We'll just have to end the record here. K-State now 3-11-3 overall, and only one win in Big 12 play. Eddie Greer, the Pearl Project Podcast, heading into a busy week for the pod this week. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition.